Turn, aka the halfway point of the show, 7:02 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. This is a public service message from the Four Walkers here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway. Okay, that was my deed for tonight. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. You just heard a band called Living Children and Crystallize Your Mind, a track originally released on the MTA label in 1966. I got off the compilation Garage Beat 66 Volume 3, Feeling Zero. Came out in 2004 on Sundays. Well, that the Bards did. Thanks a lot, baby. Track originally released on the MC label in 1966. I got off a compilation, Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 1. Came out in 2004. Norton! Well, that Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps from 1957 and a lot of loving. Another thing I found at the Mills Complex in decent shape. Yeah, I know it snaps and crackles and stuff like that. You rather listen to what's down the other end of the dial? Come on. Well, that's the Bags, Local Heroes from 1989 on Stanton Park, and I Know. And then the Syndicats kicked it off, a band whose original guitarist was Steve Howe, and he was followed by Tony Banks, and that was the same sequence that played in Yes about 6 years or 7 years later. Originally released on the Columbia label, 1965. It was produced by Joe Meek. And I got off the compilation, English Freak Beat Volume 4. Came out in 1997, the CD version did. In 1997 on AIP. Yes. Anyway, man. See, I go nuts when I like, here we go. I go nuts when I with typos. So, I mean, this is what I try. Let's see. There we go. And I can submit it again. It's nice and neat. You can read it. Once you go, you can go to either to the WMFO website it's the playlist, you know, because I know I'm all, you know, discombobulated. So, you know, find out what order they're in and what the actual titles are and, you know, who was in the bands. Oh, no, not who was in the bands. Anyway, the sequence in Yes was Steve Howe and Tony Banks, and that was the same sequence in the Syndicats, who did Crawdaddy Simone. Anyway, it's 7:06. And coming up in the second hour of the show will be this week's song that everybody knows and so much more. So hang in there. It'll all be over soon. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
I learned that, darling, when you said goodbye.
Better than I. Well, no one knows. In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate Alex Piandez with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
There's a little old lady, just a little bit meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. Every Friday at 3 on the dot, when she dances, bursts and crashes into the lot. All the Fox boys run to the window and cheer at the masked grandma who does her shopping here. Granny, granny, go, 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 stocking up with jams and jellies like a Rigoletto. Racing up and down the aisle in a shopping cart. She's a terror, the Safeway and the Thrifty Mall. Cards like the start of the man's, knocking down a display of tomato juice cans. She smiles the manager with her feminine charm while she cases the joint for the burglar alarm. Cause she's a little old lady, just a little bit meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. Goody grabbing bit. The local police chief is tearing out his hair. Cause granny's gonna strike again, but who knows when. Granny, granny, go, 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 stocking up with jams and jellies like a Rigoletto. Racing up and down the aisle in a shopping cart. She's the terror of the Segway and the Thrifty Mall.
Thank you.
At 7:20 Eastern Time, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard Mass Grandma by the California Sons, a track originally released on Imperial in 1966. Played off of the Pebbles Volume 4 CD version of the compilation. Came out in 1992. Of course, let's see. Indulge me while I, there we go. I've made the correction. Anyway, it's came out in 1966 on Imperial. Been off of Pebbles Volume 4 CD. Came out in 1992 on AIP. For that, Little Peggy March of the I Will Follow Him Peggy Marches did Boy Crazy. Track released in 1963 on RCA Victor. For that, Jack Scott released something like 41 singles between 1959 and 1961. It's more than anybody. I guess he still holds the record. I mean, who knows? Well, there's got to be somebody out there in internet land that's recorded something. You know, record something every day and, you know, releases it, using air quotes around that. But anyway, Jack Scott, Laughing the World Laughs With You, from 1963 on Capitol. For that, this week's song that everybody knows, Dave Clark 5 and Bits and Pieces, Song of the Medics in Vietnam, 1964, an epic. And we kicked off the set, the first set of the second hour, with The Quid and Crazy Thing, originally released on the Eagle label in Canada. And I got off the Trash Box Disc 4. Came out in 2004, a no hit. And anyway, geez, boy, you know, this new Spinatron, I finally got the hang of it, kind of, sort of. Yeah, you know. But I'm probably, There we go. All right. I'm doing a lot more spelling mistakes. Oh, I don't want to correct it. My version is the right one. There we go. Anyway, 7:23. Got one more talk break left before we put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours.
Thank you. Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Thank you. get to be one girl. Or maybe it was only a mirage. But if it ain't, I'm really gonna faint, 'cause it's pulling that car out of that garage. I look at that fish, he's strutting on down the street. I said, look at that fish, he's strutting on down the street. Now he's showing us something that we could do with our feet. Let's all follow that fish walking down the street. I said, let's all follow that fish walking down the street. The fish walks, swings, it's got that groovy beat. Fish walk, everybody's doing it. 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 Fish walk, fish walk, fish walk. Fish walk, everybody's doing it. Fish walk, everybody's doing it.
We'll be right back.
three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the show. Just heard Johnny Carlo from 1960 do Fish Walk. For that, Lonnie Brooks did The Frog, a track originally released on the Palos label in 1965. I got the compilation Twist and Rumble Volume 2. The CD version came out on Strip. The Dagonites before that from 1965 on the Hey Ho label. I ain't gonna lie, I don't got the $500 to spend for a near mint copy. I got off the compilation. Last of Garage Punk Unknowns Volumes 5 and 6 came out in 2016 on Crypt. The name of the track was called I'm Gonna Slide. The third album, Evolution, before that, they Don't Play With Me. You know, the compilation, Pebbles Volume 11, originally released on the Dawn label, 1966, and The Circle, with Money to Burn, 1966, on Columbia. Hey, you know, if you want to be a star, the idol of handfuls and handfuls of people in the Boston area and across the internets, all you gotta do is make me an ID, make me a bumper, throw me a bone. Come on. All you gotta do is mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations. Then your name, stage name acceptable, general geographic area or planet, and your claim to fame and all lack thereof, and all their possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it. All you gotta do is email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Or you can like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. Admit it, you're on Facebook. Over there, like it. You can send it through the messenger that way. Anyway, 7:39, we got about 21 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Again. is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Yeah. This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Leaves on the trees. We meet the gang and go to Rockin' Joe's. The cats are stomping on their heels and toes. I grab my baby, try to give her a squeeze. Nothing's shaking but the leaves on the trees. My daddy told me there'd be times like these. There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees.
as usual.
And they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock, roll, rhythm, blues, punk, and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the show. Just heard the Hollywood Flames and Buzz, 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 1957 on the Ebb label. Before that, the Lovin' Machines did The Lovin' Machine, a track originally released on the Powell label in 1965. I got off the compilation, Hodad Hootenanny 2, came out a couple of years ago on Crypt. Before that, Eddie Fontaine from Springfield, Massachusetts, did Nothing Shakin', track released on the Argo label in 1958. Boy, that record cleaned up well, really well. Leslie Gore and I Don't Want to Be a Loser. Well, I don't know. You listen to this show. What does that say about you? Anyway, Leslie Gore, I Don't Want to Be a Loser, 1964 on Mercury. Before that, the Forum did I Fall in Love. Nice version, or the version that predates the Grassroots version of The River is Wide on the A side of that. 1967 on Mira and Johnny Holiday, the answer song to Will You Love Me Tomorrow? Yes, I Will Love You Tomorrow, 1961 on the Atlantic label. Anyway, my name is Alex, and as always, a pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Going down that lonely
well, these days I'm gonna settle down. But till I do, I won't be hanging round. Going down that long, lonesome highway. Gonna live life my way. I'm gonna settle down, but till I do, I won't be hanging around.